Part 4. Questions 21 to 30. Part 4 consists of two tasks. You will hear five short extracts in which legal journalists are talking about a survey they have done of various key law firms. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to F the aspect of the firm's business which each speaker is talking about. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to F the opinion each speaker expresses about the law firms interviewed. You will hear the recording twice. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 40 seconds to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
88% of respondents to the survey said they're upbeat about their firm's prospects for next year, while 12% said they're uncertain. So the mood seems largely positive. And in line with this, 73% predicted that profits per partner would increase by over 5%. And like last year, litigation was the practice area that most respondents thought would grow fastest. 49% said that litigation would bring in their largest expansion in turnover, and 56% predicted their biggest growth in client headcount would be there. Corporate work placed second both in profit, 33%, and headcount, 27%.
Speaker 2.
Times have been tough, but it's clear to me that law firms currently feel confident to assert an aggressive pricing policy with their clients. Hourly rates will certainly increase. 44% of firms have planned hikes of more than 5%. 45% have planned hikes of 5% or less. Indeed, the vast majority say they intend to raise rates this year, most at a pace that again exceeds inflation. And why not? For years, firms have found it necessary to hire expensive non-legal employees, but have successfully passed along these and other increased costs to clients. And in my opinion, that fact more than any other explains their remarkable success during a period when the economy has been struggling.
Speaker 3.
Recently, there's been increased discussion of client discontent, but there's little evidence of real revolt. For instance, 43% of our respondents reported no change in conduct regarding collections last year, that is, bills were paid. However, I found that a greater number, roughly two-thirds of respondents, said there was greater demand for discounts this year. Clearly, there's bad feeling. But people are talking more than walking. A fact which surprised me when it turned out that 52% of CEOs in the survey reported that over the last year they'd met with representatives of five or fewer of their firm's top 20 accounts to discuss the firm's performance.
Speaker 4.
According to the survey, there's some evidence of client dissatisfaction. But unfortunately, given the culture in some firms, it's not necessarily the CEO who would be the first to know about this. It's still the case in many law firms that partners jealously keep information regarding clients to themselves, and compensation systems do nothing to reward the sharing of data. Both those outdated customs fly in the face of all the elaborate and expensive efforts that firms have made to become more corporate, more businesslike. For me, firms can't have it both ways. A CEO who needs permission from a partner to visit a major client may be many things, but a business leader isn't one of them.
Speaker 5.
After revenue issues, most of our respondents talked about corporate expansion. About two-thirds of them said they plan to open a new office or greatly expand an existing one. 26%, about the same proportion as last year, reported that they're seeking a merger partner. But there are numerous traps, as evidenced by the number of firms that have failed or lost their independence. We asked the leaders to state their biggest challenge. The list was familiar, but no less overwhelming. Manage growth, integrate suppliers, expand key practice areas, anticipate client needs, find new business that can pay their rates, and go for aggressive growth while vigorously maintaining corporate culture.
Now you will hear the recording again. Speaker 1.
88% of respondents to the survey said they're upbeat about their firm's prospects for next year, while 12% said they're uncertain. So the mood seems largely positive. And in line with this, 73% predicted that profits per partner would increase by over 5%. And like last year, litigation was the practice area that most respondents thought would grow fastest. 49% said that litigation would bring in their largest expansion in turnover, and 56% predicted their biggest growth in client headcount would be there. Corporate work placed second both in profit, 33%, and headcount, 27%.
Speaker 2.
Times have been tough, but it's clear to me that law firms currently feel confident to assert an aggressive pricing policy with their clients. Hourly rates will certainly increase. 44% of firms have planned hikes of more than 5%. 45% have planned hikes of 5% or less. Indeed, the vast majority say they intend to raise rates this year, most at a pace that again exceeds inflation. And why not? For years, firms have found it necessary to hire expensive non-legal employees, but have successfully passed along these and other increased costs to clients. And in my opinion, that fact more than any other explains their remarkable success during a period when the economy has been struggling.
Speaker 3.
Recently, there's been increased discussion of client discontent, but there's little evidence of real revolt. For instance, 43% of our respondents reported no change in conduct regarding collections last year, that is, bills were paid. However, I found that a greater number, roughly two-thirds of respondents, said there was greater demand for discounts this year. Clearly, there's bad feeling. But people are talking more than walking. A fact which surprised me when it turned out that 52% of CEOs in the survey reported that over the last year they'd met with representatives of five or fewer of their firm's top 20 accounts to discuss the firm's performance.
Speaker 4.
According to the survey, there's some evidence of client dissatisfaction. But unfortunately, given the culture in some firms, it's not necessarily the CEO who would be the first to know about this. It's still the case in many law firms that partners jealously keep information regarding clients to themselves, and compensation systems do nothing to reward the sharing of data. Both those outdated customs fly in the face of all the elaborate and expensive efforts that firms have made to become more corporate, more businesslike. For me, firms can't have it both ways. A CEO who needs permission from a partner to visit a major client may be many things, but a business leader isn't one of them.
Speaker 5.
After revenue issues, most of our respondents talked about corporate expansion. About two-thirds of them said they plan to open a new office or greatly expand an existing one. 26%, about the same proportion as last year, reported that they're seeking a merger partner. But there are numerous traps, as evidenced by the number of firms that have failed or lost their independence. We asked the leaders to state their biggest challenge. The list was familiar, but no less overwhelming. Manage growth, integrate suppliers, expand key practice areas, anticipate client needs, find new business that can pay their rates, and go for aggressive growth while vigorously maintaining corporate culture.
That is the end of part four. There will now be a 5-minute pause to allow you to transfer your answers to the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. The question papers and answer sheets will then be collected by your supervisor. I'll remind you when there is 1 minute left, so that you're sure to finish in time. You have 1 more minute left. That is the end of the test.